Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. What a horrendous sports night if you are a Mets and Jets fan, and we know a lot of you are out there. If you're a Giants fan, you might have a little bit of hope that you're going to see a new quarterback, maybe a young and exciting twist to this season earlier than we expected. But boy, Monday Night Football last night, what a shame. Brutal, brutal watch. And I'm telling you, I don't even think the Browns are all that impressive. All I was thinking was last night, man, if C.J. Mosley was there, if Quinnen Williams was there, and of course if Sam Darnold was healthy and playing, this would have been a close game that the Jets had a shot to win. But of course that doesn't happen. Trevor Siemian starts. The offense looks terrible. Then he goes out. I don't know how that man walked off the field. It looked like he snapped his leg in half, and he got up and walked off the field. Luke Falk comes in, was on a practice squad a couple days ago. He can't get anything going. And the Jets' offensive line and offense just completely overwhelmed. And we love Kelvin Beachum. He came in here. He was the nominee, the Walter Payton nominee for the Jets' Man of the Year. Myles Garrett abused him last night. So the Jets now are 0-2. They don't have a quarterback. We don't know when Sam Darnold's going to come back. The Giants are 0-2. They might make a switch. I mean, football in this city has been a travesty the last couple of years, and I really thought that we were going to have something this year with the Jets, and it's all gone to hell in a couple of weeks. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right, Gio. I will say that the Jet defense played really good last night. Yeah. A couple plays, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. has his moments, and you know, he has the tinted visor. He's got to go off the field in the beginning, and then he's got to leave at halftime to go get fluids, and then, you know, I mean, it's just so much
work. He did
work.
All of his things just, last night,
he
right?
did everything. He everything. Had everything going on.
His one-handed catch, yep. His slant to the house, and he's going in to get fluids.
And like, somebody's got to tell Booger McFarland that he didn't play for the Jets. He played for the Giants, for God's sake. Oh, my God. I just wanted to it's like, I don't, what is ESPN doing? Who the hell is running that place?
And it was actually worse last year. Like, it was worse. The broadcast was worse last year than it was this year. But Booger is just, he's like a space cadet.
It's so painful. But just from a Jets perspective, I actually, they played their asses off. They played hard, you know. Myles Garrett is going to be one of the best defensive ends in football, and you could see the athleticism that he has, the size that he has, the quickness that he has. I mean, you're asking almost the impossible to beat a team like that with that defensive line, with your third-string quarterback. It's just not going to happen. And for Luke Falk, you know what? I thought he did okay. I mean, he stood in there, and I look, folks, it is what it is. It's injuries, and you know the Saints are going to go through it now. The Steelers are going to go through it now. This is the NFL football season. It is a war of attrition, and right now the Jets are feeling the pain. And they're going to feel it probably for another couple weeks until Sam comes back, and they at least have an established personality and athlete back there that can hopefully win some games for them. But it was really like I thought the defense held and held and held. The fact that they held them to 23 points is pretty damn good.
Sure.
And, you know, they got after them. I mean, they were flying around. I think there were a couple guys like Hairston played. Like, I thought he played his ass off.
Right. Well, he's in there for Tremaine Johnson.
Yes, and I thought that was great.
Yeah, I did like that, too.
There was a little message being sent last night, and I don't know if it was something to do with on the field or something to do with off the field.
Because like Tremaine Johnson last year missed some meetings and stuff. And
could have been late for meetings. Could have been, you know, half-assed and missing a training meeting or whatever with the trainers. I don't know what it is. But that says a lot. That I'm telling you, it says a lot. And I thought their defense played hard, man. I really did. And they were flying all over the place. They held them to 23 points. A couple times they held them to field goals. you know, you're not going to win a game against a team that's loaded with stars, even though they're not playing great either. But with a third string quarterback, there's just no way.
Yeah, the problem is you didn't think that after a couple of weeks the Jets season would feel like it was lost. Now, we didn't expect much out of the Giants with their rebuilding, and hopefully they go to Daniel Jones. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you just didn't think that 0-2, you felt like the season would be over for the Jets. This was supposed to be a year where, you know, I thought they would have a winning season, that they could maybe get to 10 wins, that they could grab a wild card spot. And at this juncture, it doesn't look like any of that is possible. So Sam Darnold will come back at some point. When that is, I don't know. Well, but CJ, when he comes back, could this team even have a win at that point?
Well, CJ Mosley will be back. Quinnen Williams will be back.
But they're going to be 0-3 because they're playing the Patriots next week.
All right, okay. But I'm just saying, Herndon will be back. You know, there is. I know this. It sounds ridiculous, and I know that given the fact they lost last night and Odell Beckham Jr. took off for a touchdown and all that other crap, is here's the thing. They have 14 games left. 14. And every time you lose, now they've lost two home games. You know, that's the other bad part of this. And we knew that this part of the season was going to be very, very difficult. And then when you add in the fact that you lost your best defensive player, your number one draft pick, your starting quarterback, one of your top wide receivers, and your tight end is suspended, that's five players off the field. And it's not going to be easy. I know that, and it's sad. It's sad. It really is.
Yeah, the season is essentially lost.
But it's not over yet.
They're going to be 0-3.
And I'll tell you why it's not over yet. Because so many different things can happen during an NFL season. I mean, God forbid for the Patriots and their fans that Tom Brady gets hurt. You know, that could happen. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is out for the year. Drew Brees is out for a minimum of 6 weeks. These things happen throughout the NFL.
Yeah, they're
on a
happening
daily
to
basis.
The Jets, though. You know,
well,
I mean, that's
but my
more
point
than
is,
anybody
okay,
else.
Whether it happens the first 4 weeks of the season, the middle 4 weeks of the season, the third quarter of the season, or the final 4 weeks of the season, you know, it's going to happen, and it happens to everybody. And it's just a matter of whether or not those players are going to come back and be significant contributors. What's his name? C.J. Mosley, Quinnen Williams, both will be back. Sam Darnold will be back. Herndon will be back. They will be back. And I know, I'm just telling you, I was actually really impressed with the way Greg Williams' defense played last night. I really was, especially with the fact that they only scored 23 points and Baker Mayfield did throw for over 300 yards. And a lot of that came on that one slant play.
Right.
But you know, they held them to 70 yards rushing.
And the field position game was a mess for the Jets the whole night.
I felt like they were inside their 5-yard line the entire second half. But,
right.
I'm just, you know, it sucks because they lost. It sucks because Sam Darnold's not on the field. And it sucks for Adam Gase because he did not want to start his Jet career as head coach this way. I know that. But there are reasons why. They're not excuses. They're obvious to all of us. You're out there with your third string quarterback. Your second string was going to be much better, but your third string quarterback actually accorded himself okay.
Well,
he completed 20 passes. I'm not saying
the bar's pretty
downfield,
low, right?
And he also had a couple balls dropped on him.
Yeah,
you know,
Bellamy
so,
especially, right?
Oh my
in that,
God, that would have been a nice little completion for
would have been his
Luke
first completion. It would have maybe settled him down a little bit, and it was a drop right over the middle. It was just really, really frustrating to see that.
And let me tell you. You know, Baker Mayfield's running all over the place. You know, he's not in his top form either.
Well, the Browns, I was not all that impressed with the Browns. And maybe that sounds like I'm hating on them, but I don't, as this game was unfolding, I'm just thinking that if this Jets team were healthy at home last night, that they would have won the game or at least would have been a hell of a lot closer than it was.
They would have been right on them. They would have been right on them. If Williams, Mosley, and Sam Darnold
Well, it's really about Sam because the defense was fine, in my opinion.
But I'm just, this defense would have been even better had Mosley been out there.
I mean, they're going to throw Luke Falk out there against the Patriots defense next week?
You know, when we made our pick yesterday, I made my pick simply because of the Jet offense and the problems that it was going to have, you know, and I saw that last night. It's not because of the Jet defense. And if the Jet defense would have gotten anything out of the offense, I think they would have held them under 20 points. I really do. I really do.
And what is next week going to look like, though? I mean, we're sitting here now saying, hey, it could have been worse, whatever. I mean, what's next week going to look like with Luke Falk against this Patriots defense that might be the best that they've had in about 5 or 6
could
years?
Be tough, you know. And
tough.
The other thing
it's
I
mean, impossible
say,
is what's going to be.
Le'Veon Bell is a hell of a football player, man.
Yeah, he played his ass off last night.
He is a tremendous football player. I just I hope he doesn't. I want him, and this is going to be crazy. I just want him to be a leader. And the way he leads is by the way he plays. And I hope he practices. I hope he comes hard this week. I hope he looks forward to going against the Patriots. I know that he's kind of running uphill now. And he'll be running uphill this week. I just don't want him to, like, check out because they're not winning.
No,
I don't think I don't think he will. I think he's been kind of quiet. I don't want him to go Minka Fitzpatrick, Jalen Ramsey on the Jets.
Sure.
And he shouldn't because the Jets gave him the money. They signed him.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's going to continue to play the way he's playing. I appreciated his effort last night. I love that, the way he plays football. He's a terrific player. And the Jets got a real one there. You know, when you look back at who the Jets did sign as free agents, they got real good players. They got really good players. And I just, we got to hang on. We got to hang on and realize it's a 14-game season now.
Yeah, but Boomer, it's really a 13-game season because they're going to be 0-3 and they're going to get embarrassed next week. And that spread is even larger. It has to be after last night's performance than it was even against the Dolphins because it's a home game for the Patriots.
Man, it's
so
it's
what? But like, what's the ceiling now for the team?
I don't know. They could stay. They still
seven wins. It's supposed to be better than this, right?
But Greg,
I understand that things change, it doesn't matter what the reasons are. The season feels over.
You know what? They're not in this situation because their star players aren't playing well. They're in this situation because their star players are hurt or sick.
Yeah, I know, but does it really matter? Like why they're in the situation? Like they're in the situation. They're going to be 0-3.
There's a long season.
And they're going to get steamrolled next week.
All right. Okay. Well, then that's fine.
It's not fine. I mean, this was supposed to be a year where they were challenged for a playoff spot. I mean, the ceiling on them going into the year, it was 9 or 10 games, and now they're in this mess, and I understand it's because of injuries and everything else, but, I mean, that's not, like, really any sort of consolation prize to a Jets fan that it was things out of their control that has now sunk them to a point where they're going to be 0-3 and getting their ass kicked next week against the New England Patriots. I mean, if they cover a 20-point spread or whatever it is, it'll be a miracle.
I'm just telling you that it is a long season and a lot of different things happen. And the Jets' adversity is hit right in week one. And how long this adversity will last, it could be another 3 weeks, could be another four weeks. But then that's when they have to now get their act together when Sam comes back in the middle of their season, when their schedule actually isn't quite as difficult.
Well, you're right
now
about that, but they're going to have to go on like a 5 or 6 game winning streak to salvage anything.
You know what? It happens. It happens in the NFL. I don't know. I know this. To me, I look at this game last night. Okay, I knew the Jets. I felt yesterday very strongly that the Jets were going to lose, and I told you that. And I told you because I thought it was more their offense, and it kind of bore itself out last night. And unfortunately for Trevor Siemian, you know, he's out. He doesn't really have a chance. And Luke Falk has to come in. Luke Falk, of all people. Like, you would have never thought Luke Falk would have been starting on Monday night in week two against the Browns for all.
I mean, it just illustrates how much of a disaster the season has been already, which is reiterating my point.
How bad the adversity is, yes, but that doesn't mean that they can't get this thing on the right track, and it's not going to happen this week. I get it.
I understand what you'd be saying if they'd held on against the Bills in week one.
When I compare the effort by the Jet defense last night compared to the effort by the Giants defense, it's not even close.
Well, I mean, is it effort or is it talent? Well,
it's both, I thought the effort was good. I thought the scheme was good. I thought they made it tough on Baker Mayfield. He was running around. I'm not saying it was the Monsters of the Midway, or the Bears of 85, or the Ravens of 2000. I'm trying to look for a silver lining here somewhere. I am not one that, you know, is giving up. You know, I mean, like I just don't. That's not in my DNA.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of giving up, as it is just looking at this situation realistically. And a season that had so much promise is already on the brink of being one that's just another lost year.
Okay, all right.
I mean, that's the reality of it. I mean, it's not like giving up. These players aren't going to give up. Adam Gase isn't going to give up.
There's a lot of time.
They could try
left,
their ass off and still end up 5-11.
Every year,
that's not the way it was supposed to go this year.
Every year, there are teams that the first 4 weeks of the season look awful. They may end up 1-3, you know, 2-2, and they just look terrible. And the Jets may end up 0-4. I don't know. But all of a sudden, it clicks in. Something happens. And they get players back that are injured. And this team, when they get Sam back and he's healthy and he's feeling good, they'll look completely different, I'm telling you.
Will it be too late?
That's the question. That's really
this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if it will be too late. How about if it's not too late?
Well, that would be a shocker. I think right now it feels, I mean, 0-3 and then a bye and then the Philadelphia Eagles after that.
Let's go. You never know. Let's go to Sam in Washington, D.C. Sam, what's happening, brother?
Hi, Boomer. I love you. I really do.
Thank you.
I really do.
I appreciate that.
I love listening to you. I just cannot stand this take you are having this morning, and I knew you were going to be talking like this watching that game last night. Gio, thank you for saying everything that I'm thinking and keeping Boomer in check this morning. This is not going to click. The system is not right. I'm sorry. This offense is just not even existent. One touchdown in two games. Gase is a joke. He was moping last night. He had this puss on his face. He looked like he didn't even want to be there or that he didn't know what he was doing. Okay? Note that the stars aren't playing. Tremaine Johnson, Leonard Williams. I mean, these guys are being benched.
Good.
I mean, the system is a joke. This team is just not going to get better. We're not like, oh, we're almost there. This thing needs to be blown up.
Yeah, they're in the middle of blowing that up, Sam, and I understand. Thank you for getting that off your chest. But you're acting like they have Lamar Jackson as quarterback. You're acting like, there's Drew Brees as their quarterback. It's a third-string quarterback. Their defense is flying around. They hit people last night. Yeah. I think they actually got after Baker Mayfield. They hit Njoku a couple times hard. I mean, I know. Look, all you guys can call in and just do whatever, say whatever you want. Be as negative as you want, because that's what we're here for. We're here for you to get it off your chest. And I don't want to argue with anybody. I really don't.
You picked the wrong business.
I know that. But I'm saying in this regard, I don't want to argue with anybody because I see why the Jets are having, I know why they're having their problem. Their problem is their offense. And their offense is being run by a third-string quarterback who's never played in an NFL game.
Well, is that supposed to make Jets fans feel
but it's the reality of what it is. They don't have Baker Mayfield running around. They don't have Josh Allen running around. They don't have Sam Darnold out there.
Right, I know.
So it's going to be crappy.
Yeah, but
I actually thought it was closer than it was going to. This score
they couldn't
last
do a
night,
damn
was,
thing offensively.
I know
damn
they
thing.
Couldn't.
I mean, so you want to say close. I mean, they lose by 20 points. They could barely move the football. I mean, I understand it's Luke Falk. I didn't expect a lot, but I also expect the offensive line to play a little bit better than that. I mean, there was a couple of times where Trevor Siemian and Luke Falk dropped back. I mean, there was a brown in his face in under a second. I mean, that's the type of stuff I didn't expect to see.
So here's what happens. You have a kid back there. That I thought, actually, Luke didn't look all that bad. I thought that he was kind of more calm than I expected. But you have guys back there that are not in a situation. It's a Monday Night Football game against a very talented defensive line. And I don't know what we're expecting. I guess we're expecting, 35 of 45 for 450 yards and Patrick Mahomes like numbers.
No. Nobody's saying that.
Right. Well,
So
the offensive line is dealing with a quarterback they've never blocked for before in a real game. And that quarterback's back there. Who knows about the snap count? Who knows if he's got the right plays called? Who knows if he's missing, audibles at the line of scrimmage? All that part of that offense is gone now because you have inexperienced quarterbacks running it. Jesus! What do you expect?
Expect a little bit better than...
Oh, my God, you guys are like out
better.
Of your minds. This
just
is
a little
the
bit
NFL,
better than
the
it.
Guys out there
and,
for the
and
first
by the
time.
Way, and that's fine, but you're also making it seem like because this situation is what it is, that Jet fans should feel better about it. They're not going to feel better about it. They may even feel worse about it because
they feel like they have a good team. Oh, the pain.
That now,
I've been here for 50 years.
Right.
The team sucks. I suck.
But
everybody
this
sucks.
This was supposed to be
I
a
get
year.
It.
But this was supposed to be a year that was a winning year felt attainable.
You know what? Their effing quarterback got freaking mononucleosis.
Right.
What are you going to do? Be
pissed off about
it. Your number one linebacker pulls a groin muscle. What are you going to do?
Be annoyed. Be disappointed.
Yes,
be upset.
And you know what?
You're not going to just be like, Luke Falk, let's give him a pat on the fanny.
I mean, now we're talking about Adam Gase pouting on the sideline. Are you kidding me?
Well, I was one
That's what we're looking at? Well, he's pouting on the sideline. This thing sucks. We got to play. I mean, how do you know what it looks like until they get all their players back?
When it's too late, you're saying? Then it'll look like a team, and then we'll go back and go like, wow, it's too bad that the But the big problem last night wasn't even the big problem. The big problem is that they blew that 16-point lead in week one. This would be much more palatable to everybody if they were sitting there at 1-1 and you're saying, Sam, maybe he gets healthy enough to come back after the bye and you could salvage this thing. But the problem is, you know, 0-3 and 1-2, that feels like there's an entire mountain range.
You know, the amazing thing to me is that they were 16-0 on the Bills. And Sam Darnold is playing in a game in which he has mononucleosis. You know, he's feeling crappy coming up to the game, and he's still out there playing, and they still are winning. And I'm wondering, why does this kid look different? And I'm like, now I know why he looks different. He's out on the freaking field playing with mono. Yeah. And everybody thinks, like, that's an easy thing to do.
I don't think anybody said that.
Remember the guy called in? What is this?
That was one guy also.
Married football? I mean, he should be out on the field playing with mono.
Extrapolating idiots' opinions to the masses, which I wouldn't do. That's all. Just saying, when one guy calls, it doesn't mean that everybody feels that way.
What did this guy, you agree with this guy this morning that called?
I didn't agree with Adam Gase pouting.
Well, you didn't say that you didn't agree. Well, I'm just assuming by your silence that you agreed.
No, well, I wasn't.
You didn't fight him on it?
You were fighting him on it, and you were talking a whole bunch. So I figured we'll let you finish your point, and then I'll squeeze in when I can, you know? We've got some weather for you, Boomer. You want to hear the weather? Sponsored by...
Well, the way you guys sound, it's 7-11. Like foggy, cloudy, and thunderstorms.
Right, because 0-3 to start an NFL football season is a lot of fun, and everybody should really be buckling up and enjoying it. Can I buy the rest of the season tickets? Is that possible at 0-3? What are they going to lose by 40 next week? That's awesome, man. Sign me up. Let's go. Take flight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.